This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's embattled Zaporizhia nuclear plant faced, quote, perhaps a more dangerous phase, the head of the UN nuclear watchdog said on Wednesday after seeing increased military activity and damage to the surrounding area during a visit to the site.
We have to step up our efforts to get to some agreement on the protection of the plant.
Rafael Grossi, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, had been pushing for a demilitarized zone at the Russian-held power station, Europe's largest nuclear facility, which has come under repeated shelling. On Wednesday, he also said he was putting that aside so he could propose specific protection measures acceptable to both Moscow and Kyiv. Pope Francis is in a Rome hospital, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Vatican says the Pope will be at the Gemelli Hospital for several days with a respiratory infection. He's had difficulty breathing over the last few days. A Vatican spokesman says the Pope does not have the coronavirus. The 86-year-old had part of one lung removed when he was young. Francis spent 10 days in the same hospital in 2021 to have part of his colon removed. The hospitalization comes days before the start of Holy Week in the Catholic Church, leading up to Easter. President Biden told reporters at the White House he's learned of Francis's health problems and said he was concerned about his dear friend. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mexican authorities say 8 employees or officials are being investigated for possible misconduct at a migration detention center where a fire killed 39 detained men. Anger and frustration following the blaze in the northern border city of Ciudad Juarez boiled over Wednesday as hundreds of migrants walked to a U.S. border gate hoping to make a mass crossing. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday announced new funding to bolster democracies around the world. Details from VOA's Diane Roberts.
The president announced he planned $690 million in funding to help fight corruption, support free and fair elections, and advance technologies that support democratic governments at a second White House-led summit for democracy. Mr. Biden announced more than $400 million for similar programs in 2021 when he last held such an event. Rights advocates say there is little evidence the countries joining the summit have made progress on improving their democracies. Diane Roberts, VOA News, Washington.
The White House urged China on Wednesday not to use what it called a normal stopover in the United States by Taiwan's president as a pretext to increase aggressive activity against Taiwan.
I would also remind everyone that this is not new. Every Taiwan president has transited the United States. President Tsai Ing-wen herself has transited the U.S. 6 times since taking office in 2016, each time without incident.
John Kirby, the White House national security spokesperson, said they were mindful that things were tense between the United States and China, but he urged Beijing to keep lines of communication open. 7 California officers have been charged in the death of a man in custody, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Prosecutors have charged 7 California Highway Patrol officers and a nurse with involuntary manslaughter in connection with the 2020 death of a man who screamed, "I can't breathe," while multiple officers restrained him as they tried to take a blood sample. 38-year-old Edward Bronstein was taken into custody on March 31st back in 2020 following a traffic stop. The L.A. coroner said Bronstein's death was caused by acute methamphetamine intoxication during restraint by law enforcement. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hundreds of people have gathered at a candlelight vigil to mourn the 3 children and 3 adults slain in a school shooting in Nashville, the U.S. southern state of Tennessee's largest city. The crowd in the city's downtown was largely somber and silent and filled with young people. First Lady Jill Biden and American musician Sheryl Crow were among those featured. Nashville Mayor John Cooper called Monday's shootings at the private Christian school, quote, our worst day. Earlier in the day, Pope Francis sent his condolences to the city and offered prayers to those affected. Find more on our website, voanews.com. It's also where you can find the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran, on our website, voanews.com. Or for the latest news and information, follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.